This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite China's firm denials, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken abruptly canceled a high-stakes Beijing trip aimed at easing U.S.-China tensions after huge high-altitude Chinese balloons sailed across the U.S. Friday.
What this has done is created the conditions that undermine the purpose of the trip, including ongoing efforts to build a floor under the relationship and to address a broad range of issues that are of concern to the American people, I believe to the Chinese people, and certainly as well to people around the world.
The balloon was spotted earlier over the state of Montana, which is home to one of America's three nuclear missile silo fields at Malmstrom Air Force Base. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says industrialized countries in a group of seven are imposing a price cap on refined Russian oil products such as diesel and kerosene as part of a coalition that includes Australia and a tentative agreement from the European Union. The cap follows similar price limits put on Russian oil exports with the goal of reducing the financial resources Russian President Vladimir Putin has to wage the war in Ukraine. On Friday, EU governments tentatively agreed to set a 100 per barrel price cap on sales of Russian diesel to coincide with an EU embargo on that fuel. U.S. President Joe Biden says a strong jobs report shows his economic plan is working.
Next week, I'll be reporting on the State of the Union. But today, I'm happy to report that the State of the Union and the state of our economy is strong.
And the job gain was so large that it left economists scratching their heads and wondering why the Fed's aggressive interest rate hikes have not slowed hiring at a time when